This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
On Juneteenth, people in Austin got a chance to taste history. The holiday celebrates news of the Emancipation Proclamation arriving in Galveston in 1865, 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed it. Juneteenth is now the most prominent Emancipation Day in the U.S. and is celebrated by people around the world. To mark the occasion in Austin, the George Washington Carver Museum hosted the Juneteenth Lunch and Learn.
My name is Angela Shelf Medeiros. I'm known as the Kitchen Diva, and this is our second annual The Kitchen Diva Lunch and Learn Juneteenth celebration at the Carver Museum. We'll be doing a reenactment of the announcement that the slaves were freed in Texas, and we'll be singing some songs from that time period. Well, I won't be singing. You don't want that. So today we have a fabulous Divalicious menu, and each menu item is a representation of different parts of the African and African-American experience. So first we have jerk chicken, which is traditional to the Caribbean, but was a dish that was embraced and sort of elevated by the Maroons, who are the name of the runaway slaves in the Caribbean. And we also have on our menu Zimbabwe rice salad. It's a modern version of a salad that's a cold salad. It has curry and raisins and all different kinds of vegetables, yogurt sauce, and it kind of cools down the jerk chicken. Then we have a apple cider coleslaw, which is a traditional southern coleslaw, but instead of using mayonnaise, it's diabetic friendly. I don't use sugar, I don't use mayonnaise, and so it's a healthier version of our traditional coleslaw. We also have a fruit salad. We have Dr. Carver's black-eyed peas, which is called Texas caviar in some places. And we have my mother's fabulous apple strudel, which is our take on a apple pie, but only better.
I haven't tasted everything yet, but right. This rice salad is like killer. This is killer good.
I think this is apple pie.
Yeah. What's
my mama's recipe?
Tastes really good.
Well, I'm glad you like it. What's your name again?
Faith.
I just want you to follow me around and tell people over the radio how good my food is.
Okay.
Okay, can you do that?
I am Farley Lewis. When we were looking around, she was like, you know, we learn all this in school. I'm like, I'm pretty sure y'all don't learn about these inventors, the scientists, these engineers in school. And I started asking about some, and, you know, she couldn't name any. So I'm like, Faith, this is important, you know. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to bore you out, but it really is important. And everybody goes all out, 4th of July and barbecue and everything, and they don't really know, you know, especially in Texas. Us being from Galveston, so it's always been a big thing for us growing up. We've always had Juneteenth pageants, parades.
I am Angela Bigham. I'm just glad that we are still recognizing Juneteenth. I think we have to keep that alive and keep the history going so our children would know where we came from and where we're going. Because this is not an easy ride. And we're still suffering a lot of things. And we have to, I hope this can unify us more. Because I think together we'll be strong, but separate we'll fall.
You know, you can drive where you want to go where you want to go, but a lot of people died and bled and fought and to get the freedoms that we take so advantage of, you know, sort of disregard. So each thing in the meal is a tribute to someone's history and past and struggle. So you're not just eating a delicious, divalicious lunch, you're also eating history.